Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Chaf Aleph, and we are up to Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph on top, the Mishnah. And today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Alan Kasdan, Avram Ben Yitzchak, on his first yard site by the Kasdan, Keller, and Shapiro families. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, so we are on Daf Chaf Aleph, and it is the last daf here in Maseches Me'ila before we move on to Kinim and Midos, as we and Tamid and Midos, as is on the horizon. Okay, so we are in the sugya, the last Mishnah. We spoke last time about the first Mishnah in the Perek, Shliach Sha'asa Shlichuso. The concept of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, where we know Mi'ila is one of the exceptions to the rule, right? The Mishnah that says, Shliach Otsa Shlichuso, Bal Habayis Ma'al. The Bal Habayis Ma'al, as long as the Shliach did what he was supposed to do, then the Bal Habayis Ma'al. That's an unbelievable Chiddush based on Psukim. We saw, according to the Rambam, that is the only true case of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. That was the Lashon in Miseches Mi'ila. But we saw there are two other exceptions, Lamaisa. That is the sugya. The three approaches we saw the Gemara and Chagiga. Maybe this is the idea that's hinted to in the Torah. That's not even written in the Torah. The Mishnah Chagiga that of the Dvarim Hatzli and Besaira that are hanging on a hair that are not mafurish in the Torah. And then we got into a couple of halachas of nedarim, because the Mishnah spoke about what is considered a bitul hashlichus when the shliach does not do exactly what he's supposed to do. And then we mentioned what if he adds on to what he's supposed to do. That was the last point. Just to mention one other thought relating to the last point the Gemara made. Again, the Gemara said that if the balabayis told him to give him a piece of meat and the shliach gave him two pieces of meat, so that it could be that they're both moel, because he followed what the Baal HaBayis was supposed to do and then added. But then the Rav Sheshet says maybe it's specifically where he explicated. He says this is from the Baal HaBayis and this is from the me. This relates to something that we haven't touched on in a long time, but just to mention it, the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix when I have someone over at my house and I give them some food. At that point, before they put it into their mouth, who owns that food? I have invited them into my house. I have given them some food. It's on the plate in front of them. Who owns that food? Could the guest take that food and be Mekadesh, the single woman that's sitting next to him at my Shabbos table? Right? Maybe I'm not at my Shabbos table. At my weekday table. Right? So that is the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech, quoting the Maharit in Hilchos Chirus. Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Yud Beis Yud Gimel. What's it doing in Hilchos Chirus? Because that's the context of what we had recently, of a poel partaking of what he's working in. Right? That was the mitzvah, El Kel Yichol Osita, and he's only allowed to take a certain amount. He can't take too much. It's an Issa Daraisa of the poel taking too much. We discussed, why do you need a separate Isser? Isn't there just an Isser Geneva? Why is that something more? But that's the context of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Rambam there says, Poel Sha'amar, Tenu Le'ishti Ubini, Masha Ani Ochel. If instead of taking the food, the Poel says, you know what, give it to my wife and kids. O Sha'amar Hareni Nosein Ma'at Mizesh Natalti, Lechol Ishti Ubanai, Ein Shomin Lo. He does not have rights for that. Because in this specific context where he's working in the field, the Torah gives him specific privileges. Shelo Zachsa Torah Ela Lepoel Atzmo. Only the Poel himself. It's not to take home. It's not for tomorrow. It's not to save up. I'm not going to take for 3 days, then I'll save up. No, it's only when he's in the field. Even someone who can't eat it, a nazir who can't eat the grapes, okay, give it to my wife. No, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. What can you do? That's your problem, that you're a nazir. But it's he can't take it home. Can't take it home. That's the halacha of the Rambam. So the Mishnah Melech on that says, Nistapek, Hamarit Nistapek, Ba'orchim Hamasubim Eitz HaBalabayas. Where the Orchim are sitting next to the Balabayas, Imzochim B'matno Sehem, Misha Yagbihem, Oat Sheyitnu L'toch Pihem. Once you put it in their mouth, that's it. You can't say it doesn't belong to him once it's in his mouth, once he starts chewing. But while it's still on the fork, right, then you still don't know yet. Is it mine that I'm allowing you to have, or is it yours, right, when you pick it up? That's the question. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos on the Braisa, Lo Yitin Prusa L'Shamesh, Bein Shekos B'Yadah, Bein Shekos B'Yad Baal HaBayis. You cannot give food to the butler. And said the Rabbeinu Yonah, Dafka L'Shamesh, Aval Shar B'nei Asuda, Yecholom L'Asei Zeh L'Zeh, Me'achar Shehu Zimin, O'Seinu Makpid, B'Mashayim Nosim Eilu L'Eilu. That's his Lashon. So what does that mean? He's not makbid. But who owns it? What does that sound like? Well, if he divrei Rav, hari abalabai is makbid. She'enu mezakeh lahem ela misha yitnu l'tok piyem. But according to the Maharid says the Mishnah Melech l'chor he would be makbid until they put it into their mouth. Okay, either way, sarich iyun. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. But it is a Ramah. It's a Ramah and Evan Ezer. Ramah and Evan Ezer in Simin Chavches Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin. What is the Shulchan Aruch on that halacha? Hanichnas lebeis chaveiro v'lokach lo kli o ochel v'chayotze b'hem v'kidosh bo isha. A person who goes into their friend's house and takes something and gets married, takes it to get married. Uba balabayis. And then the balabayis comes home. Avo bishamar lo lama lo nasatala dover zeshu tovi masha nasatala. Why'd you give her this? She should have taken something else. At the time, he went in without permission. And he took something and he wasn't supposed to take it. Even if he would come home and say, klach itzel yafos, if you remember the Lashon from Elu Metzias. You should have taken something better, which kind of shows that he was happy with what was done. He's fine with it. Eina mukudeshes. Marriage doesn't work. Shelo amar lo davar ze ela kidei shelo lehisbay yeshivo. Because we might say that he just didn't want to embarrass him. Vov kidish b'mon chaveiro shelo midas chaveiro. He used somebody else's property. Hareze gezel ve'eina mukudeshes. That doesn't work. That's gezel. Doesn't matter if somebody says something afterwards. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is, we don't believe he meant it. We don't believe he meant it. We would say, the post comes, even if we know he meant it. But still, at the time, it wasn't his. But if he takes something that we can be pretty sure that Balabais would not be makbid on, he takes kagon timara, he takes a date. He sees 50 dates in a bowl. One date, egos, or a nut. Harizim kudeshes, misafik. Okay, that gets it up to safik. It gets it up to safik, it's bichoshesh, that maybe it was his at that time. But on that halacha, the Ramah, oreach sheyoshev etzal balabayis, v'notel chelko, v'kidish bo, havim kudeshes. He quotes the Shulti Giborim, a guest that has permission, he's sitting next to the balabayis, and he's bekadish with his chelek, that works. Mukudeshes. V'taz, why should he be mukudeshes? How do you know he gave it to him to get married with? It says the Taz right here on that Ramah. Tamua lima od. Ma psiska. How can he say this? Right, we say in Chulin, Tzadi Dalet, Eina orachim rashon litein b'mashe lefneihem, libino, u libito shel balabais, elki nala rishus b'balabais. You can't give it to anybody. You can't give it to his kids. V'yim kein kol shekeish lo litein lo orachim shelo rishus b'balabais, ama yuchal kadesh b'zeh. Okay, nira de ein kan kedushin vaday ella safek ke nira li borer. He's borer that it's a safek. The Taz argues on the Ramah. I don't think that he's allowed to do this. Who says that he has permission to do this? He doesn't say it's nothing, but he doesn't think it is allowed. If you look in the Chachma Shlomo right here, or Shlomo Kluger, he says, I have a chilek. It depends how much he ate. If somebody eats his fill and then he wants a second piece of chicken. He already ate the normal amount that guests would eat. And then he wants more, and he's going to use that to get married. That's no good. But if he minimizes what he should eat, and then he takes what he would be getting, and he takes that and puts it into the, gives that to the kala, that would be okay. Fascinating. Each person is very committed to their shita here. The Taz says borer, Chacham Shlomo says kala havin. This is this, but this is the issue. This is the issue about it. Whose is it if he puts it in front of the guests? Puts it in front of the guests. But this has to do with our issue here of the the shliach giving the guests whose it is and the related issues. Okay, here we go. Continue. Says the Mishnah. Get into some rules and regulations of shlichus and other shas topics. Again, a number of these prakim and me'ila only had to do with me'ila, but a number of the prakim had to do with shas topics. This mesachta, again, every mesachta has yisodos in life and in shas, but we had a whole parak about siruf, about how do you put things together, different isurim, again, outside of the world of Mi'ilah. This parak is about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira and other issues of Tziruf. We had other issues of Kachim, if we think over the various areas of Mi'ilah. And then we had some Mi'ilah prakim that were uniquely Mi'ilah oriented. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Amar lo haveli min achalon. If the Baal HaBayis says, you know, please bring me a piece of meat from the window, from the Deluskama, and from that bag over there, Vehevi lo, and he brings it to him. Afapi Shamar Baal HaBayis, Lohaya Balibi El Mizeh. Vehevi Mizeh, even though the Baal HaBayis says, I didn't mean from this one, I meant from that one. But he didn't specify. The Shliach did what he was supposed to do. He says, bring me from that window. He brings it from a different window, even though I meant that window, not that window. Still, Baal HaBayis Maal. That's Baal HaBayis' Maal, as we'll see in the Gemara, Dvarim Shebaleif. Right? He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He had to say that it wasn't done. But if he brings it from a different place than he was instructed to do, HaShliach Maal, then the Shliach is Maal. The Shliach is Maal in that case. Part 1. Part 2. Shilach Biyad Chereshota V'Katan. If he sends something in the hands of a chereshot of a katan, so then also you go by whether it was done or not. The Gemara is going to talk about each of these lines of the Mishnah seems to relate to an important Shas topic. If you give it to a chereshot of a katan, im asa shlichuso, Baal HaBayis Maal. Again, if he does his shlichus, the Baal HaBayis is Maal. If he properly listened and it was hektish, lo asa shlichuso chenvani Maal. But if the chereshot of a katan didn't do what they were supposed to do, so the mishaleach is not moel, but the shliach can also not be moel because he's a chereshot of a katan. He's a la bardas. So there's only one person left. He gave it to the storekeeper. He gave the meat, whatever it was, to the storekeeper. So the chenvani, the storekeeper, is going to be moel when he uses it. When he uses Rosh Tosis. Tosis in Dimaskolo, Umala Khanina me to Kamar Likishayotzi Kamar. When he uses it, when he expends it, so that's when he is going to be Moa. Good, let's just finish the Mishnah. Shilach biyad pikeach. Viniskachalo agiye itzal chedvani. Mi'ilah is only b'shogeg. As we saw in the Tosfos in the last year, also trying to work out Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira with shogeg. So what happens if he sends it with in the hands of a shliach, a pikeach, and then viniskachalo agiye itzal chedvani. And he realizes, the mishaleach realizes before it gets to the chenvani. So again, the mishaleach is not going to violate because he's mezer now. The shliach is not going to violate because he's a la bardas. So who is violating? So chenvani maal kishayotzi. So the chenvani is maal in that case. So Kate said, what should the mishaleach do? Right? He doesn't want anybody to get. He doesn't want to spread the avera. Doesn't want to be misayeya. Doesn't want to lifnei iver. Right? All the different isurim that might be applicable. So what should he do? How does he prevent the sin? Sometimes there's no way back. You shot an arrow and you can't take it back. But here, Kesar Yase, notel pruta okli, he should take something in his house, va'omer pruta shel hektish b'chol makom shehu, mechulo alzeh, then wherever the item of hektish is, should be mechulo on this item in my house. And in that way, he prevents me'ilah, the kedusha switches. Right, there's no area in the world where you have to have the two things at the same proximity. Right, just wherever it is, wherever that piece of meat is right now, you know, it should be chal on this item in my house. Shehektish nifta bekesef ubishava kesef, because hektish could be nifta bekesef ubishava kesef, and therefore he can prevent the person from violating meila. I, what if it's not the same amount? So we have Mekdish. Hekdish is Chalol al Shavah Pruta Mechulal. Right? We're going to talk about that also. But the Eved, Hekdish Shavit is Chalol on anything. And here you're trying to prevent your friend from doing an Aveira. And therefore, one is allowed to do it. In general, Shlichus, which again has to be talking about, last year we spoke about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, which is really step two, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Really, this first step is Shlichus itself. The concept of Shlichus, which is interesting. The Gemara in Kiddushin quotes sources for the concept of shlichus. One might have thought, what do you need a source for? What do you need a source for? I tell you to do something, you do it for me. No, you do it, so it works. So why would you need a makar for that? But there are makaras. That has an impact to how big of a chiddush Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is. The more that shlichus is a chiddush, So then, Inshlech Levar Aveira is kind of going back to the regular, what I would have thought. Big Chiddush, I could do this with someone else. Inshlech Levar Aveira, but not this. Limit the Chiddush and go back to what I would have started with. The more I say Shlichus is something that I would have thought, maybe it's, you know, it's learned that from a pasuk, but really it's connected to some type of svara, so then Inshlech Aveira would be more of a Chiddush itself. But we know there are many Gemaras in Shas that talk about how Shlichus works. All the Achronim, the Ar Sameach and Hilchas Gerushin talk about it, but I'll read it as I usually like to read it from Rabbi Yosef Engel, the first page of the Lech HaTov. The first page of the Lech HaTov, and he has in Klal Aleph, there he has many different simanim on Shlichus, but his first paragraph discusses, in his view, the three approaches that one could take to being a Shliach, and then he discusses all the cases in Shas which relate to this. What are the three cases? Nistapakti, Hatakayim Lon Shlucho Shalom Kemoso, Mawa Kavana Bazet. When we say Shlichus, Shlucho Shalom Kemoso, what is the Kavana? When do we say this, right? And you could be a Shliach for even more than one person, right? On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is a shliach for all of Am Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael. Right? And the Ish Iti, the Shilach Biad Ish Iti, Haman Barasi, he's a shliach to gain kapara. Right? The Kohen Gadol, talked about this a little bit on Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol, the shlichut, does vidui for all of Klal Yisrael. And for all the Kohanim. So, there is a concept of shlichus there. So it is tapakti. That which we say shlichus lov kaboso. Hakavana bazeh. Is it that the guf of the shliach is nechshav mamish? He's my stand-in. He's in my shoes. It's me doing it. Is that what it is? Mamish? That would be a tremendous chiddush, but that's one extreme. He is me. Oh, and one might say that maybe there are certain levels of understandings of shlichus that I would have understood without the pasuk. And once I have the pasuk, it's begala that there's something even more that I wouldn't have thought. So even if you want to say the concept of shlichus might have existed before the pasuk, and the pasuk is b'chadish, be a different way of understanding shlichus. That could also be. So, says the Lech HaTov, is the guf of the shliach the guf of the mishaleach? Oh, hashliach la'adam acher nechshav. No. You're me, you're you, and I'm me. Rak shehamaisa asher hu ose bishlichuso al kolponim misyacheses lemishaleach v'nechshav shehamishaleach asa hamaisa hu. You're not me, but it's as if you acted for me, and your maisa is mitzuref to me as if I did it. You are me, or your action is my action. That's one step removed. Or number three, odilma, no, your action is your action, but I get the results of your action. Osha Dilma, Gama Maisa in Enemies as the Mishaleach, Raklishliach, Vinechsha Shashliach as a Maisa, Law Mishaleach. No, you did the Maisa. Raksha Torah Gazra, Sha'av, Sha'adam Acher, Osaha Maisa, Lohu, even though someone else did the Maisa, Al Kolzea, Kivan Shesholchu, Lekach, Moeles Ha Maisa, Shelha Acher Avuro, Kilu Asahu. Are you me? Is your Maisa mine? Or is the Chalos mine? Those are the three approaches that Rabbi Yosef Engel has. And anyone talking about Shlichus, the first source that they would quote is the Gemara on the second parak, the second daf of the second parak in Maseches Kedushin. Daf Mem Gimel there in Kedushin, where the Gemara talks about whether Shliach Nasa Aid or Ain Shliach Nasa Aid. Right, that's the question. Whether a Shliach can become an aid for Kedushin or not. Ramachlokas Rav and Rabbi Sheila. Rav Amar Shliach Nasaid, Rav Sheila Amar Ain Shliach Nasaid. Rav Amar Shliach Nasaid. Rav says the Shliach count could become an aid for the Kiddushin, or the Gerushin. Alume kam alimna lamilsa. Because there's no better aid. He's the Shliach. Alume kam alimna. He's the best. The Rav Sheila Amar Ain Shliach Nasaid. Why? Kiva to Amar Mar, Shlucha Shalom Kemoso, Havi Le Kegufe. He's a Baldavar. He's a Baldavar. If the Shliach is the Baldavar, then he can't be an aid. It's Mamish Ar Chakira. Right? According to Rav Shela, he is the Mishaleach. He is the stand-in. Umefurish Bazeh. And again, many other nafkaminas, and again, especially fruitful, are looking in the areas where there seems to be something very personal that's needed. Could the shliach be a stand-in? Is there shlichus, the Gemara Nedarim talks about, for the Baal being mefer nidrei ishto? Could the Baal make a shliach for a faras neder, machlokas in the Gemara? Is there shlichus for Baal of Imo when it comes to Shoel? Right, Baal of Imo, if the Shoel, the Mashiel isn't there, but he has a shliach there. And very other, can we had earlier back in Maseches Temura, whether a shliach could be Ose Temura. Right, the Gemara said there, Rabbi Barachama asked, the Maktish is Ose Temura, Omes Kapar Ose Temura, and many other examples mentioned. That's the one where the Shela Babailim is Bamatsiya Tzadivav, he told Tali Bepukta, Rabbi Yosher, Rabbi Yonas, the Pligi, and all these discussions. Talks about the Tosas Rid, about Mitzvah Shebegufo, and many other examples relating to, I'm just trying to look here, I don't remember if he quotes our discussion, but either way, then he dedicates it to the Ma'arit, he came like a shliach for Hakdasha, but that relates to our Mishnah and all the background. Good, so we spoke about shlichus, we spoke about who owns the food in front of you, the guests. Next Shas topic. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmulan, what's the Chiddush in the first case of the Mishnah where I say, bring it to me from a window, and you bring it from a window, and I say, wrong window. What's the Chiddush? So Maika Mashmulan, Dvarim Shebelev Edom Dvarim. The Chiddush is that even though you say, I didn't mean that, I meant a different window, so Dvarim Shebelev Edom Dvarim. No, it doesn't matter. We don't allow you to prevent and say that you meant from a different window. He did your shlichus, and therefore the mishaleach is moral. And again, that also is a major discussion. How do we understand dvarim shebelev einam dvarim? Is it that we don't believe you? We don't believe you. You didn't say anything at the time, so we really don't believe you. You say that from that window, but who says that's true? Or no, of course we believe you, but you didn't say it. Even if we believe you, but because you didn't say it at the time, so it's tough luck. And halacha only looks at what is clear. A big nafka mina is if somehow we know for sure that it was in his heart. So, for example, there's a question about umdura demuchach. What about a case where it's pretty clear? It's very clear that this is what he meant. Right? The Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Tosfos. Tosfos a kiddushin adaf mem tes in the sugya of dvarim shebelev. Again, other Rishonim also mentioned it, but I just mentioned it from Tosfos. Tosfos discusses in the name of the Re that there are really three categories. There are three categories. There are cases that are called dvarim shebelev who belibo belev kol adam, things that are very, very clear, right? That it's obvious. So then we would say in those cases dvarim shebelev havi dvarim. Even though you didn't make a tznai, it's very clear. Then there are cases that are totally not clear. Totally not. You get married, I'm not that it rains tomorrow. You didn't mention anything about rain. Why should I think that? And then there are cases that are somewhere in the middle. It kind of is logical, but it's not obvious. So those are the three categories where we have the discussion. Says the Re, Sarach lachalik velomar, de yej dvarim de einam tzrichim tznai kafel elagili milsa. Some cases you don't need to make go full tznai kafel with the double tonight and all the mishpatei tonight, just a gilui milsa da'anan sadi that I tahachi often, because it's pretty clear that this is why you're doing it. V'gam yish dvarim dafilu gilui milsa lo boy. That's the middle category. And then there are cases that you don't even need gilui milsa. It's umdun and demuchach totally. Kigona ita kozni kona chasal acherim, somebody who gives away all of his possessions because he thinks he has no children, and then his long lost son walks in. Obviously, if somebody knew they had a son, so that they wouldn't want to give away everything. So that's muchach. That's what he would have wanted to do. V'shama sheish lo ben shama tana betela v'cholu v'chein. That he says ukemochein anasadi to lo zavin el adai to lo mesak lara distral. He sells everything because he's making aliyah, and then it falls through and he doesn't make aliyah. So again, why would he give everything away unless he's moving? And if he doesn't move, he didn't make the tznai. So again, there are different categories of cases. Cases that are obvious, they don't even need gilui milsa. Cases that are not so obvious, and cases that are for sure not obvious, and therefore you would need more. Here's an interesting, so in the Me'iri discusses in Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph, What about Dvarim Shebelev B'Dvarim Shebein Adam L'Chavero? I'm sorry, Bein Adam L'Mako. Bitul Chametz. I'm a Mevatel Chametz in my heart. Mevatel Chametz. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Whether you say Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim, the Meiri says, since it's Bein Adam L'Mako, Rachmana Libavoy, Havi Dvarim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So the whole assumption of that is, well, it can be twofold. Pasha is Hashem knows what's inside. So if we hold, say the whole idea is Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim because you're not sure, Hashem knows. You might say the other way. It's not about Hashem, anybody knowing. It's about being obvious and clear. So Hashem doesn't need you to talk. It's obvious and clear b'shaito at the time. So therefore, that would work. Again, big sugya, and we just touched on it. If you look in the Chashuk Yechemed here, just one Chashuk Yechemed here today, he discusses somebody goes to a wedding. Somebody goes to a wedding, and he goes over to the chassan, who he happens to owe a lot of money to. And he goes over to the chassan at the chassan's tish, and everybody's there, and the cameras are on. And he says to the chassan, "You know all that money I owe you? You mochel me? You mochel me? Come on, it's your wedding day. You mochel me?" And he says, "Yeah, mochel you." And he says afterwards, "I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want everybody to think that I'm a kamtzan." And so, heishavu amal v'machlas habusha biyosi bebeis kalasi amarti l'cha machalacha l'ratzisa l'haros b'fnei kol ha-mishpacha mishpacha zakala ka'adam ra. So the question is, what about, is that Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim? Which category does that go in? So, Rav Zilberstein assumes that there were other things he could have said. You know what? Let's talk about it tomorrow. You know, there are other ways that he could have said, not embarrassing himself without having to say machalacha. So he says in that case, he says, it's terrible what the guy did. But he says, "Bidini Adam," he thinks he cannot collect because Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim, and therefore he was mochel. Eino nirek, even the amava yachal lomar lo lova tein li lachshov yom echad ubosa yom ayachayev limser moda. But the lova was not misnaheg kishura, so maybe he should have to pay chayev bidini shemayim. Right, and then he has a couple of pages here, which we're not going to go into, where he discusses whenever there's a mechila machmas busha. Right, what is the halacha? Or he talks about a case which a number of the poskim discuss. Interesting case, and that is somebody gets a sefer in the mail. Talmud Chacham kibel mishloach bedoar. V'shabes barer, and he says the mechaber, you know, the mechaber a sefer really wants a sefer to be sold and to be had by the by people out there. He wants to walk into people's houses and see a sefer on the shelf, and therefore he says the price. And he says, "Look, if you wanted, great, send me a check. If not, mail it back." If not, mail it back. So Talmud Chacham says, do I have to buy the sefer not to be embarrassed the author? And if I'm not a chayev to buy it, do I have to go to the trouble of sending it back? It's not so easy, you know, to put it into a package and get it picked up. And I mean, chayev lohotzi kesef kedei l'shloach lo sefer b'chazara. O shemani yachol ashiro etzli atshiyav alkachto. I'm not buying it. I'll put it here. Whenever you want to come take it, come take it. So many posts can say in that case, maker adin, he does not have to buy it. Does not have to buy it. That's not a case. That's he put himself into the situation of being misvayesh. And also, he's not allowed to do that. The mocher, the seller, is not allowed to do that. It's like being ma'anes liknos. Right? It's like being ma'anes. That if he takes the money, it might even be gezel. Because even though it's not known as gamur, but it's an avon chamur, and therefore it shouldn't be done. You're putting him into a very uncomfortable situation. And he says he does not have any responsibility to send it back. Calls Machu, it's low, Eino Nasa Shomer, he's not a Shomer, you forced it into my Rishus. I'm not interested. And therefore, I wouldn't have to send it back in that case. Okay, a lot more there, but that is in terms of Dvarim Shebelev a little bit. Next, Shilach Biad Cheresh HaVakatan. Every line here is a huge topic. Every line. Shilach Biad Cheresh HaVakatan Emasu V'chulu. So the Gemara says, if the Cheresh HaVakatan did the Shlichus, so the Mi'ilah works. Ask the Gemara, V'halabadei Shlichus Ninu. Even if they did their shlichus, how could we say that the mishaleach is moel? They're lav b'nei shlichus. They're lav b'nei das. So there shouldn't be any shlichus. So why should that work? Amar Rabbi Lazar, asu'um kima'atan shel zeisim. You make it like a vat of olives. Seems to be a totally different context. What's that talking about? Titzan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Taharos, what is Maseches Taharos about? Also, it's also related to issues of machshirin. You have a bunch of olives in a... first, you take them from the fields, then you put them in a barrel, and you let them become mushy, and some of the oil starts oozing out, and after that, you put it into the vat and crush it. But even when it starts coming out in the barrel, you're happy that the olive oil, the oil started coming out. So that oil would be machshir lekabel tuma, because you're happy with that oil. So the Mishnah says, Hazesim me'emasai makablin tuma. When do the olives come with tuma? Misheya zi'u zeyas hama'aton, velo zeyas akupa. When they start sweating, literally, when the oil starts coming out in the vat, not when it comes out in the kupa, which is what it is in beforehand, in the basket, carrying from the field, you're not happy with that coming out, because that drips out the bottom. Right? From the barrel. So you're not happy with that. So that, again, we know machshirin also needs nichusa of the balabayas. So therefore, as long as it started coming out in the matan, in the vat, so that would be okay. Even though it started coming out memela. So too, sometimes, even if something happens memela, so then that could relate to me. I'm the balabayas. I need nichusa. So here, even though I didn't squeeze it out, it's coming out by itself, but that davar shememela is okay also. So too, here, it's as if it happened memela, right? It's as if the meat was taken memela. Chereshot v'kazon is no worse than just it happening by itself. And that's why it would be enough here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kosa Shoshaninu, or a different mashal, Nasno, if I put an Erev Tchum, I have to put 2,000 amos outside. What if I don't put it there, but I get a monkey to put it out there? I train a monkey to carry bread, and he puts the 2,000 amos outside the city. Ka'oza shetaninu, nasu al-gabi ha-kof, v'holicho, o al-gabi ha-peel, an elephant, v'holicho, ha-reza erev. That works. Alma, ka'avda shlichusei, hakanami is avid shlichusei. So that lashon at the end is a little troubling, right? What's the pashtus of this Gemara, I would have said? You don't need shlichus in certain cases. If somebody did something for you, and it's the result is what's key, here, so as long as machshirin, you need a shliach to be machshir, even if it rains, there's no hechshir there, there's no shlichus there. That's the pashas, what I would have said, that there is no shlichus here, and that's why it would work. That's the pashas. But the language of the Gemara at the end is ka'avda shlichusei. So that makes it a little more difficult. If you look at the Nesivus in the beginning of Hilchos Shluchim, Kuf Pei Beis, so he says there are different types of categories of shlichus. The regular run of the mill category of shlichus excludes la b'nei das, like based on a pasuk, and therefore it would not be good, and therefore a chersh of the kadosh would be la b'nei shlichus. But sometimes you have some, and he's mechali between based on what the makar is. He says that sometimes maybe a chersh of the kadosh can be included, depending on what the makar is. I'll just read you one piece of it. In the Nesivus. The Nesivus says, V'yalkarchach, the b'shliach l'dvar aveira, taim achrina ika. D'nech zi'anan, b'me'ila b'tfichu mechir v'shlichus yad, d'rabi b'hu rachmana shlichus l'dvar aveira, d'chayiv afilu aso al yedei katan. Even if a katan shechs the, he knows how to do shchita, and he shechs the animal, tfichu mechira, or the katan is shaleach yad. Why? Why is that shlichus and the balabais is mal? Al karcho tzarech lomar hatam. Tekiva to bahanach to nisrabe behul shlichus ledvar avera. Lav me'atam gam atem yalfinan. They don't learn that shlichus from shtruma. Ela mikroya chrina to ksiva behu. Memela lo tzarech behen sheyeh shlich dumya de mishaleach. Tahanach dafka di alfina shlichus to dumi shtruma. Bina sheyeh shlich dumi de mishaleach. Ma she'en kein b'me'ila ve'inach. He says there are two types of shlichus. There's shlichus where the shliach is like the mishaleach, and that's learned out from truma, and there's shlichus where it is not true. And he points out here in the footnote in Milui Mishpat, he talks about the gam b'shliach ha'yishad v'chad and chayev hu rak acharei the galia pasik the meila yishlid ravera umizay yalfina the shliach the meila lo havik keshlichus the chala torah umemela chayev gam al yidei chereshot v'katan. So maybe it's here, even though there is a shlichus, even though it's somewhat different. Good. Get a lot more in the world of shlichus. Maybe just to mention the other Chashugi Chemed of the day, and then we'll continue. He says, fascinating case. He says there was a child that went to Gan, and his mother came to pick him up in Gan, and she is talking to the Ganenet, who is a 36-year-old single woman. And she's talking, and she's expressing her pain about being single and not being married yet. and the Hayelet HaKatan shamas Dibri HaGanenet, while the Ganenet is talking to his mother, Hivchin B'dimoteha, and he realizes what's going on, and he went to the Gan the next morning, and he says, B'kolo HaMatok, Shekasha Shama Ez Gila, Lofeta Nizkar Shekama Shachin Shalo, Hino Ben Shloshim V'sheish, he has a neighbor that's 36, and he also is Shari Ba'atzvus, Ki Adayin Lo Matzakala, Atem Nirim Mamash Matimim, Siyim Hayelet. Right, the little boy says, I definitely think, the five-year-old says, five and a half, I think you're matim. The Ganetet chashva b'liba, maybe min ha-shamayim, some of you yell it, et ha-tza'ah, v'yisipra kach l'ima, and on that day, the mother says, okay, doesn't seem so crazy, set them up, a couple weeks later, shalom al-Yisrael, they're getting married. So the question is there tashchiv tashlumen of deimei shadchanes to the child? Right, that's the question. The child is the one that had the idea. The Ramah writes a choshe mishpat. The Yechayat the Shalim Schara, Vershat Chanus, and it's like any Tfias Mammon. In the days of old, it was more Mekuba, but even today, in certain areas. So, Vakach Kam Bashiduch, Shagam Shapal, Ashat Chan, Muse Mato, Hariyu Notel Scharok, Shem Shabala Gina, Mishal Maganan, Avur Hana, Shekibo Bashbachas Ginaso, Vachulu. So, what do you say? Vachulu, Vachulu, and he says at the end of the day, yes. Laurzo, Zemayorit, Hino Katan, Eno Bar Machila, Yesh Lashalim. Yesh Lashalim. Okay. Interesting. Katan. Weiter. Says the Gemara last section now. Shilach b'yad pikeach v'chulu. So the last case, if he sends it in the hands of a pikeach, and then he remembers. So he's amazed. So the way he prevents it is if he is mechalo the money. But again, if he remembers, then he doesn't do anything, so then the shliach is going to be mol. Says the Gemara, v'yav agav d'lovid kar shliach. What do you mean? Even if the shliach did not realize, v'ra minhi. But didn't we learn? Nizkar balabayis lo nizkar shliach ha-shliach mol. Right, the shliach is moel in that case. So Amrav Sheshes Masisan Kishenizkeru Shnehem. Right, the question was, why should the chenveni be moel? Why not the shliach? The answer is maybe the chenveni, the shliach also was nizkar, and that's why the only one that's still b'shogeg is the chenveni, and that's why the chenveni is the one that is moel. Okay, says the next mishnah, Nasan lo pruta. If he gives him a pruta and Amar lo, he says, Haveli b'chetzi aneiros b'chetzi psilos. He says, please spend this pruta and bring for me half of it spent candles and half of it aneiros and half of it psilos and half of it get wicks. Aneiros might not be candles. Aneiros might mean the little candelabra things that they used to have. But either way, two things he tells him to get. V'halach v'evi lo b'kula psilos lo b'kula aneiros. And he instead buys all the same thing. He says, spend it half and half. And he went and spent half on this and half on that. Osh amalo haveli bekula neiros and bekula psilos. So the opposite. Bahala fevi bechatzin neiros bechatzin psilos. Shnehem lo ma'alu. Both of them do not violate me'ila. Why? Because the balabayas did not get what he wanted. So lo asa shlichuso. And the shliach only violated half of what the bala, only chatzi prut is worth. And therefore, you know, me'ila requires a pruta, as we have mentioned. And therefore, they both do not violate. Aval im amar lo haveli bechetzia neiros v'malkam ploni u'bechetzia psilos v'malkam ploni v'halach v'evi lo neiros v'malkam psilos v'psilos v'malkam neiros. If he switched the stores that he was supposed to go to, hashliach mal, then the shliach is mal, because that's a full bitul hashlichus. That's full. He did not do anything that he was supposed to do. We don't say mare makom ani lo. We don't say, to use the language elsewhere, that he's just telling him where to go. He's not saying, I only want it from here. But he's telling him. We assume that he's telling him, dafka, where to buy it from. I like those neiros, I like those psilos, and therefore it's considered a total bitul ashlichus, and therefore the shliach is mal. If you look in the Rishash, in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Memtes and Nun, where this also comes up, in the case where he does half, he's told whole, and then he does half. So says the Rishash. V'yamaylo mal ashliach ha-chatzi shir asr min ha-Torah. Right? Is there any concept of chatzi shir when it comes to me'ila? Remember, by Geneva, the Rambam says you're not allowed to be goniv kol shu in the Magad Mishnah, the first Magad Mishnah in Hilchos Geneva, or the second one, says chatzi shir asr min ha-Torah. So what about chatzi shir? V'havi le le'meimar degam b'chatzi pruta sha'asa shlichuso Ein shliach l'dvar avera, kivan de balabayis lomal. Rather, it should say, even the half of pruta that he did listen to, ein shliach l'dvar avera, kivan de balabayis lomal. since the Baal HaBayis was not Moel, v'titztarif imachatzi pruta de lo, right, de lo asa shlichuso, v'yishchayev ashliach. Number one, it should be chatzi shir. Number two, maybe it should even be a full shir. Because the second that we say that there's a bitul ashlichus, so then he didn't do what he was supposed to do, that even on the half of pruta that the mishlach told him to do, it should be mitztarif. Remember we said before, if somebody's ochel and somebody is ma'achil, the yiyem ikan rai lo das asovrim de ein chatzi shir osim na Torah elodumi de chelev, shuis or karis. Maybe there's no chatzi shirer, because it's only similar to dumi de chelev. Ayin mishlach lamelech, peragal melchus chamis alach hazayin. Right, that's where the Mishnah Lamelech discusses why the Rambam needs a separate makar for chatzi shir when it comes to chametz. Chametz is also for kol shir. The Rambam quotes a pasuk, "V'lo yirah." I've got the exact pasuk. He quotes a separate pasuk. Kol Machmen says, "I don't remember the exact pasuk," but he quotes a separate pasuk. So Mishnah Lamelech deals with there. Maybe kol chelav is limited. Ubidurabanan yishliach ve'aver v'chulu. I mean, kol makom kasha. He continues, but either way, he gets into the issues of maybe chatzi shir is limited. So we discussed in the past, the achronim, that limit chatzi shir to maybe divrei achila, which is against that magen mishnah that I just mentioned, which is against the Rashi and Shabbos ayin dalad, which mentions chatzi shir by hilcha Shabbos, by borer and by bishul. But there are those that mention it. Remember the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi mentions simin peivav about, where the Chacham Tzvi says that chatzi shir, aser min haTorah, Rabbi Yochanan, Meseches Yuma, is only by Yisuri Achila. Why? Because there's a svara why chatzi shir is aser, achshavei. Even though it's based on a pasuk, he said it's based on achshavei. What's achshavei? Where I take something that is insignificant, and I do something, and through my actions, I show that I believe that this is significant. Even though objectively, it's not. That's why chatzi shir. If I eat a half a kezias of something, so then even though it's half a kezias, and halacha Moshe B'Sinai only kezias this year, well, I ate half a kezias. That shows that I think it's significant. I'm machshiv that through my action. So achshavi is only by something that I show through my action that I'm machshiv it. But says the Chacham Tzvi, by let's say bal yirah bal yimatzei, where it's just left in my house, so then that's not, there's no achshavi. I didn't do anything. It's just, you know, it was left there. So there wouldn't be chatzi shir there. So again, that's the Shagasari discusses it and others, but that's one limit. So the Rosh Hashir in Kedushin Daf Nun so discusses that as well in terms of limitations on chatzi shir. But again, the Mishnah spoke about if you do half of what you were supposed to do or if you totally don't do what you were supposed to do. Next. Nasan lo shtei prutos v'amarlo lech v'havi li esrog v'halach. He gave him two prutos. Bring me an esrog. V'halach v'havi lo ba'achaz esrog ba'achaz rimon. Shnei amalu. They're both moel. Because you bought me an esrog. That's exactly what I wanted. And you bought a rimon. That's you. Rabbi Yehuda omer. No. Balabai is lo moel. The balabai is not moel in that case. Shehu omer lo esrog gadol isi mevakish. V'havi li esrog katan v'ra. I told you to spend two prutos on an esrog. And you spent one. You brought me a smaller one, and therefore that's not what I wanted. It's a total bitul ashlichus. Nasan lo dinar zav. If he gave him a dinar zav, which is 6 slayim of kesef or 24 dinarim of kesef, amar lo lech vavili chaluk. V'halach bring me a shirt. V'halach vavilo bishlosha chaluk ubishlosha talis. He splits the 6 and he spends 3 of it on a chaluk and 3 of it on a talis. Same type of idea. Shnei amalu. So they're both moel because he did what he was supposed to do. Plus, Rabbi Yehuda Omer no, Balabai is lo moel. She Omer lo chalak gadol isi mevakish veveta likatan marab. No, I told you to spend 2, and therefore you didn't do anything that I asked you to do. So the Gemara says, Shamas mina. So you see from the Mishnah that says that in the case where he says gives him 6 and he spends 3 and 3, or he spends gives him 2 and he buys 2 different things. Shamas mina, manda amar l'shlucho, zil zavan li kura da'ara, go buy me a kur of land. Va'azav azavan le liska, and he only bought half. He only spent half. Kani lokech. Sounds like if you told him to do something, you only did half of what he was supposed to do. It still works. It still works. Like here, he told him to buy a shirt of that's worth 2, and he buys only 1. So doesn't this prove the general sugya that if you do half of what you were given instructions, and you only do half, it still works? So the Gemara says, Amri hacha maybe no raya. Maybe we don't understand exactly what happened in the Mishnah. Hey chidami kon da'isi leishava va b'shalosh. It's not that he told him to buy a shirt worth 6, and he bought him a shirt worth 3, and a chalak worth 3. No, he bought him a shirt worth 6, exactly what he was supposed to do. He just got a good deal. He got a good deal. He bought him exactly what the Balabais wanted him to buy, but he got a good deal. That's why it's nikne. That's why it's nikne. So the Gemara says, so what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion then? Ema seifa. Rabbi Yehuda omer Balabais lomal shu yachal lomar lo chalak gadol isi mevakesh veveteli chalak katav ara. Rabbi Yehuda says, you didn't do what I wanted. But what do you mean? We just said the cases where he did exactly. He just got a good deal. Answer, the omer le no. Inachinami, he got him exactly the shirt that he wanted. It's worth six, but obviously there were discounts that day. So if you would have spent all the money that I gave you, you could have gotten an even bigger discount. To Amarle, Iyahavis dinar kule, if you would have spent the whole dinar, Isis lisha the base dinarim. Or if you would have spent both on the esrog, you could have gotten a super esrog. And therefore, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, the Tanakhama says, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He's got a good deal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but I gave you two. So you should have spent more. It makes sense that this is the case, that he really got a good deal. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I would have wanted even more. Diktani, because it says in the Tosefta, Moder Rabbi Yehuda bekitnis. Rabbi Yehuda, though, admits by kitnis, Sheshneyem mo'alu, that in the case of the kitnis, that he says to buy a certain amount of kitnis, he only does half, that that both of them are moel in that case. Shakitnis bepruta, vakitnis bedinar. Because the brother Tosefta says, kitnis is kitnis. Doesn't matter how much you spend, you're going to get the same price. You don't get a better deal just because you spend more. So heichidami, iba asher dezavni bishuma, if it's a case where they sell kitnis by estimation. So gabi kitnis, nami, deyov sela, mozli leitvei. So wouldn't the seller give a discount if there's more? So Amar of Papa, Betuchna de Bezavni, Bekani, Kani, Kana, Kana, Bepruta, Tahasav Pasik Milsayu. So there, Yehuda would agree that, you know, just because you would have bought more, you wouldn't have gotten a bigger discount. So there, he wouldn't be able to say that, I wish you would have done more, because that would have been better for me. Okay. Says the last mission in Meseches Me'ilah. Hamafkin Mos Eitzel Shulchani. Talking about other issues of Me'ilah. If somebody gives money to a Shulchani, we know there are three types of people. There are private people, Balabayas. There are storekeepers who need money, but then there are Shulchanis who, that's their essence. They deal with money. They're money changers. So, if somebody gives money to a Shulchani to hold on to, Imtzrur, and if he gives it to him in a sealed, tied bag, Lo Yishtamish Bahem, he cannot use them. Lefichach, and if he does use them, Imhotzi Maal. If he uses them, then he violates Me'ilah, because he wasn't allowed to use them, and the money happens to be Hekdish money, then he violates Me'ilah. Im Mutarin, if it's open, the bag is open, so if I give a Shulchani open bag, I have to expect that he's going to use them. Yishtamish Bahem, he is allowed to use them in that case. Unless, the Me'iri says in Bamitziyam Mem Gimel, if they're very chashuv types of matbeos, so then it might be different. But if it's regular money, then he could use them. Lefichach emotzi lomal. And therefore, if he's motzi them, he does not violate in that case because he had the rights to use them. The Shulchani is not moel. The mafkid could be moel. Eitzel balabayis, beikachu venkach, lo yishtamish Bahem. But if you give it to Stam, a private person, then for sure you can't use them. I have no expectations that you're going to use them. Lefichach emotzi mal. And therefore, if you are motzi them, then you're going to violate me'ilah. You use them, you are motzi them from hektish. Chenvani kebalabais. And a chenvani is in the middle. Chenvani is a storekeeper who deals with money, but not fully like a shulchani. So chenvani kebalabais, divir of yemeir, b'yuda omer kashulchani. Machlokas. Fine. Nofla pruta shal hektish b'dokiso. If a pruta of hektish got mixed up into his pocket, and he doesn't know which one it is. Osha Amar Pruta Bekisse Hektish, or he says a Pruta in this kiss is Hektish, and there's a lot of Prutos in that. So Kiva and Shehoti, as Harishona, Ma'al Diver Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the first one you take out, we assume that's the one, and there is a violation of Me'ilah there. Diver Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva Lashitasa, Rabbi Akiva who says in Krisis Daf Chav Beis that you bring a carbon Asham Talui even for Me'ilah. Remember, we learned that we hold only Hashem Tali on the Chiyuve Chatos. But Rabbi Kiva holds, you bring in Hashem Tali even on a Suffolk Me'ilos. That's Rabbi Kiva Lashitaso. Right, whenever you take out the first one, it's already Suffolk Me'ilos, and therefore you violate, you bring a carbon Hashem Tali. The Chacham Amrim, no, Achiyotzi, it's Kakis, unless you use all of them. So then you Vada use the one that was Hektish, and therefore that's only when you will would violate. Tosfos here asks, what about Bittul? What about Bittul? You have a lot of money in your pocket. Ask Tosfos, et Dibur Maskal Pruta. What about Bittul? V'teima, v'liv tol hai pruta shal hektish shenafla. V'chitema Tosfos, every line of Tosfos here is a chiddush. V'chitema davar sheish lamatirin u'aydei pidyon. Davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin, we know, is not batel. Machlokes, we don't have time. Rashi the Ran, Rashi beit da beis, Ran nidarim nun beis. What the svara is, why davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. But maybe this is davar sheish lamatirin, because you can be poda it, and then it could be mutter. V'yafilu be'elef lo batel. Haleka lamemar. The davar sheish lamatirin derabananu. Number one, the fact that a davar sheish lamatirin is not batel is only a din derabanan. Midaraisa, even a davar sheish lamatirin is batel. So in the world of me'ilah, you should go by the daraisas. V'tzarech lomar deleka elachad bekis. Maybe it's only one in one. Deleka bitel. There's no bitel. There's only one in one. Inami matbeya chashiv alo batel. Or matbeya davar chashiv is not batel. Which is also a problem, because isn't that a derabanan? Most rishonim ask, that's also a derabanan. So what does the Tosfos just say? It's saying that matbeya is daraisa. So that is a question. Okay, but that's Tosfos in terms of bittel. Okay, let's continue. Says the finish off the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we have machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Umodi Rabbi Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Chachamim that you're not mol unless you do all of them. Va'omer pruta min akis ze hekdish shehi moti v'holech hachiozis kol akis. If he said a pruta from this kiss is hekdish, then he could use them until the end. So the question is, what exactly is, why is that different? Why is that different? Kiss from this, pruta from this kiss is hekdesh. So, again, different days in the Gemara. Kiyaza Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi comes to Eretz Yisrael. And if you see Rav Dimi, you usually know Ravin is on the horizon. When Rav Dimi comes to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rami Lir Shachas Rav Yochanan, he says, Rav Shachas and Rav Yochanan asks, Maishal Resha, Maishal Seifa. What exactly is the difference in the case between Rav Akiva and the Chachamim? Why does Rav Akiva agree in the last case? It sounds like the same case. There's a pruta in the pocket. Amar Le, Seifa, Ba'omer Lo Yiftar, Kizeh Min HaHekdesh. No, that's the case where he says, this somewhere in here is going to be a hekdesh. He uses a lashon that sounds like whatever's at the end. That's why it's the last one. Lo yiftar kisem in a hekdesh. It's talking about the future. He's makdashit, and that's when Rabbi Akiva is going to admit in that case. And kiyasa ravin, I think this is the tomorrow's daf is going to be put up in the last cycle. I think this is where we got up to, but maybe we'll do one more line just to finish the daf. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Kisan Ashvarim Ramalei. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. He said it wasn't a question. Rish Lakish didn't ask about a steer within the Mishnah, but he asked a kasha from this Mishnah to the case of oxen. Why Shvarai Tetran? The Mishnah says in Menachas Omer Echem Shvarai Hektish. Somebody says one of my oxen is Hektish. Hoylo Shnayim Agadol Shaben Hektish. Why over there does you go by the biggest ox? That's Hektish. While in our Mishnah you go by the last coin. What's the difference between our case of the coins and that case of the oxen? Amar le, save up Omar, lo yiftar kiss them in a hektish. The case is where a person says, you know, this kiss should have, somewhere in this kiss it should have, hektish should be in it. It's towards the end. Okay, we'll do the last one too. Rapapa Amar, kisana lugin ramale. Rapapa says the kasha was from our Mishnah to the Brisa about, truma. The case that comes up in 10 places in Shas, somebody is buying wine. Basically, he wants to drink the wine, and he doesn't have time to be mafrish. Maybe he doesn't have kelim. Maybe it's Erev Shabbos. Amar, shnei lugin shani asad lahafish, arein truma, asara maiser rishon, tisla maiser sheni, umayachal v'shosim miyad, divri mei Rabbi Yehuda, mei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi. They all say that you could designate verbally and then enjoy it. Again, there are a lot of details here, not for now. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. And they argue. So the kasha from Rabbi Meir. Meir says that you have to, you have to say, you know, what's going to be in the future. The Mishnah sounds like it's automatic. You don't have to say anything. Right, that's what Tosfos says. Meir Rabbi Meir Parech. Lama lila meimar sh'ani asid lahafrish v'motzei Shabbos. Ki lo amar nami. Let it be the last one in there. Answer, Amalei, Seifa, Demasisun, Ba'omer, Lo Yiftar Kisem, and Ehektish. The Seifa Yidavka said it, that it's Beferish, only in the future it's going to be the last one. Hajjalo, Shlicha, Zashlichuso, Slikalem, Mesechas, Be'ila, the only Daf in Shas that has two different Mesechas on it, right? Me'ila, actually, I shouldn't say it because, Tamid is coming up also, it's also Tamid, but these are the area where these are Dafim, right, on Daf Chafei, it's also, it's going to be Kinim and Tamid, but either way, this is, two on the same daf. Okay, we'll stop here. The next daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we will continue after that.